أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. We read previously also the punishment, some of the punishments that will be met out to the disbelievers, wrongdoers on the day of Qiyam. Further, this is towards the end of the second ruku, and in the second ruku is mention of the punishment, and then in the third ruku is mentioned the rewards of those who are believers and who obeyed Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ بِهْجَانِ پَرِنْگِ گُنِهْگَارِ اَپْنِ چِهْرِ سَيْ. The sinners, the disbelievers particularly, will be recognized by their faces. That is, either the faces will be blackened and they will have blue eyes, or that their faces will be like mirrors, and the mirror will mirror all the actions of their whole life, whatever they had been done. So they will be easily recognized by that on the day of Qiyamah. فَيُبْخَذُوا بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ پھر پکڑا جائے گا پیشانی کے بال سے اور پاؤں سے. And then they will be taken hold of by the hair of their forehead and by their legs. In their legs they will be fastened by chains, and they will be caught by the forehead and bent down and put by the legs, and they will be caught and thrown into the fire of Jahannam in this way. Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali says that the bones of the body will be broken, and they will be like just a bundle they will be made. The forehead will be right down by the legs, but fastened in chains, and in this way they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Seeing this great qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala, that what power and qudrat Allah Ta'ala has got, which of the signs of Allah Ta'ala then will you deny? That these people who disbelieved in Allah, who gave them the existence, who gave them the food, the sustenance, everything, their whole life, and they disbelieved in Him. So this is also the great qudrat of Allah, that He will punish them in this way. And further, it will be said to them, هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي يُكَذِّبُ بِهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. دوزخ ہے جس کو جھوٹ بتاتے تھے گنہگار. This is now that Jahannam, this is that hellfire which you disbelievers were denying throughout your life. That there is nothing like that. We don't believe in life of the year after. We don't believe that we will be resurrected again. You people denied it all the time. Yeah, it is now right in front of you, and you are being thrown into it. And in the fire of Jahannam, the punishment that will be meted out to them, amongst all the other punishments, يَطُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آن. پھیرنگے بیچ اس کے اور کھولتے پانی کے. And there will be in Jahannam, there will be two sections. One side will be the fire, and the other side will be boiling water. And they will be made to go between these two things all the time, between the fire and this boiling water, like the sea with the waves. And like that, this fire burning like that, and this boiling water. So when Allah Ta'ala has informed us of this before time, so that we can safeguard and protect ourselves, and we save ourselves from disbelief, and we save ourselves from wrong actions, and also that Allah has been so kind that He has left the doors of Tawbah open, that a person, if he, whenever he realizes, he makes Tawbah, and before his death he becomes righteous and obeys Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, he will be saved from all this. When that is the case, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. پھر کیا کیا نعمتیں اپنے رب کی جھٹلاؤ گے. Which of the favors of your Allah will you then deny, O jinn and man? That in this world you have been informed already. What is you won't be taken by surprise, but you have been informed of already of how terrible that punishment will be. And so that makes it easy for you to regulate yourself. It is just a matter of controlling one's nafs, that's all. Otherwise the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are easy. A person must learn how to control his nafs and oppose the desires and the wishes of his nafs and fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And then he will be saved of all these punishments. So in that Allah Ta'ala has informed us is also the great favors and the great signs of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala save us all, and we must be worried about ourselves, our families, and at large the whole ummah also, and at large the whole of mankind also. How much we can worry about ourselves, correct ourselves at home, see to our families, that we see our families, our children are on the correct path. And then by the great effort of tabligh and da'wah, we can try and see to the whole ummah also. And we should to our workers, non-believers, wherever we can, we should inform them so that all can get saved from this punishment. And this is the favor of Allah that He has informed us. And it is our duty now that when we are informed, we must try and save ourselves first and save other people as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.